then transfer to our campus to complete their degrees. Average ACT scores for our incoming class, 28.2. Average class ranking in 88.7 percentile, so the quality of our students is stellar. We hope to build on the diversity of that percentage by increasing both the number of Latino students and African-American students in our cohort and are aggressively reaching into those communities. Students with degrees from Illinois are in great demand. You may have noticed the article in the Wall Street Journal about a week ago. It listed us as number three among institutions that recruiters like to go to recruit employees. Penn State was number one in that list, and my alma mater, Texas A&M, ranked number two. And I'm going to do my best to move Illinois above Texas A&M, Ed. What is encouraging from reading the comments of the corporate recruiters is that they prefer our graduates because not only do they add value to their business organizations, but they also have a broad-based liberal arts education that serves them well in any situation they may find themselves. We just produce good, well-rounded students. While this university and its graduates add great, tremendous economic value to our state and our nation, our international commitments remain strong, whether they're in partnerships with other universities, such as we have in Singapore, or through a vigorous study abroad program. In the past year, I've traveled to Mexico, and Trustee Tortolero accompanied me on that trip to Singapore and Taiwan on behalf of the university, and next month I will be in India to reinforce longstanding relationships we have with that country's universities and to explore new opportunities, particularly with companies that seek to have a relationship with us to advance their scholarship and their science. Sustainability is another way in which we are leaders. Our goal is nothing short of becoming the greatest, greenest university in the nation. We have a small example that's yielding big dividends. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts received a $450,000 0% loan from our students through their sustainability committee. This also comes from the fee that our students pay. In addition, the Krannert received a $225,000 grant from the Illinois Clean Energy Foundation. And if you visit the Krannert, you may notice that we've literally replaced hundreds of lamps and fixtures in the lobby from the traditional Edison-type lights to LEDs. These new fixtures require one-fifth the energy and are expected to save about $100,000 annually just in electricity costs for that one building. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we were to be the LED university to distinguish ourselves? After all, LED technology was invented by one of our faculty members, Nick Holoniak, who's in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. And it would not only be a feather in our cap to reflect his scholarship, but also very substantially reduce the cost of illuminating our campus. As you walk across campus, you'll see that we're in the midst of a significant rebuilding program, particularly in our core facilities. Lincoln Hall, just down the way, is in the middle of the reconstruction project. The English Building, the Natural History Survey Building, and the Gregory Hall, all undergoing some kind of remodeling to reduce our energy costs, but more importantly, to provide the kind of facilities that our students deserve to have that serves their educational needs. They will be modern, fully integrated instructional facilities, and we're very proud. But they're also, these projects are providing jobs in our communities, and that's important, too, during this period of economic difficulty. As we go forward, we're very mindful of the way in which we spend our taxpayers' dollars as well as the student tuition dollars. Our Stewarding Excellence at Illinois program, which has been underway for now about 8 months, is our lead effort in this area. We formed 17 project teams. The work of the teams is now complete. We in leadership are now reviewing those reports and making decisions with regard to their recommendations. Three decisions were released last week. We have a couple more ready to go up, hopefully, tomorrow. I'm very pleased with the effort, the diligence with which the members of those various teams took their task. And we believe we will be able to make substantial savings, and that's important. But all equally important is the programmatic improvements that this will allow us to make. We are prudent as stewards of our resources. You'll recall that we offered the voluntary separation incentive program to civil service and academic professional employees back in the spring. Some 420 employees took advantage of that program. In addition, 115 tenured faculty members and 17 non-tenured academic employees accepted the voluntary retirement program. We expect that this will reduce our overall payroll expenses by about $1.4 million a month. That's a significant savings. Certainly, we will need to refill some of these positions, but as we do that, we will do it strategically and very carefully so that we can steward our resources to the maximum extent possible. We are working hard to retain faculty members, and you may remember Professor Woese mentioned a moment ago the challenges that we face in this regard. Our faculty are held in great esteem by institutions across the country. And I just want to give you some numbers to get some sense of the challenge that we face. 25 members of our faculty left last year, in our last academic year. They had average salaries on this campus of $106,000. The offers that they accepted averaged $168,428. It's about a $60,000 difference. We match as nearly as possible we can outside offers, but there are limits to the extent to which we can rise to the challenge. And this is an area that's of great concern to us as it reflects ultimately on the quality of the faculty that we have, and in particular the types of programs that we can deliver to our students. Pleased to increase that our faculty is increasingly diverse, and we intend to continue to increase that diversity. On the screen, you'll see just some sense of visually of the faculty that our students encounter when they step into the classroom or the laboratory. I share President Hogan's concern and how we are ranked, particularly the ranking that was published recently by U.S. News and World Reports. We are absolutely committed to redouble our efforts to produce the innovative research and the incredible graduates that we need to produce to sustain and improve our rankings, but also to meet the needs of our state, our nation, and broadly, humanity. In closing, let me just restate our mission. All of us on the Urbana campus are working with focused determination to fulfill your expectations and the expectations of the citizens of this state. It's a wonderful day, and I would just invite you, if you have a few minutes sometime during the day, step out onto our quad and just look at our students. I think you would be challenged to find anywhere else a more enthusiastic group of young people who are going about their lives enjoying their time at the University of Illinois, but also preparing very seriously for a brilliant future. Thank you very much.
Bob, I would let you know that in almost every conversation I have with Mike Hogan, or that I did have with Stan Eikenberry, or some of the private or individual discussions we have as board members and calls, and I think there's a constant throughout all of those conversations, which is how much everyone appreciates all that you have done over the last year for the university. So I just want to share that with you publicly.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It's been an absolutely wonderful experience, and I there are a few minutes that haven't been quite as pleasant, but others. But it has, and I've been supported by an incredible team of vice chancellors and deans and department heads and faculty and others. I very much appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Karen, I didn't know whether your committee might make a report at this time.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman, we'd be delighted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Apparently, I've got things out of order.
Quite all right.
You have plenty of help.
What, there was the little purple type. So I'm going to turn to you, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to spend just a few minutes talking with the board and others in the room.